I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We don't usually feature music from Uruguay, but today we have three musicians from the country we're going to tell you about. They'll be performing at South by Southwest down in Austin, Texas next week in a showcase dedicated to Uruguayan artists. Our friend and frequent contributor, Beto Arcos, joins me in the studio to tell us about these three artists. Great to have you in our studio for a change, Beto. So Uruguay at South by Southwest seems kind of random. How did this focus on Uruguay start?
But, you know, over the past few years, I think a lot of people have come to find out about that little country tucked between Brazil and Argentina called Uruguay. Well, the country that gave us a man by the name of Jorge Drexler, who won the Academy Award a few years ago for The Motorcycle Diaries, the best song.
Right.
Jorge Drexler is one of many, many singers, songwriters, bands, and so on. And the country has one of the richest musical traditions, folk music, in South America. And so I thought, hey, why don't we hear some of that music? And I brought a few of them.
All right, so who are we going to hear first?
The first singer we're going to hear is a fantastic vocalist by the name of Ana Prada, who happens to be a cousin of Jorge Drexler. This is her third record, and we're going to listen to a song called La Entalladita. It's a beautiful folk song that she reinvents, and it's about this man who says to his soon-to-be wife, watch out, don't put that dress on, because, you know, there's people out there that are going to look at you.
Roberto Businio le dijo a Teodora, respeta el cariño, que cargo pistola, la llevo con ocho tiros, y van con dedicatoria. No vayas al baile con ese vestido, pegado a tu talla y tan atrevido, recuerda que soy alcalde.
So a song from Uruguay's Ana Prada. It's got a kind of traditional lilt to it. Is this the kind of song you would hear on pop music radio in Uruguay these days?
Yeah, I would say yes, because, as I said before, Uruguay has a great tradition of folk music, but it's music that's been played on the radio, and people love this music. And I think what she's doing here with this particular tune is she is reinventing it. She is kind of updating it and saying, well, we can also hear this song this way.
Let's hear the second artist you want to tell us about. This is Rosana Tade, yeah?
Milonga pa recordarte, milonga sentimental. Otros se quejan llorando, yo canto pa no llorar. Tu amor se secó de golpe, nunca dijiste por qué. Yo me consuelo pensando que fue traición de mujer. Varón, pa' quererte mucho, varón, pa' desearte el bien, varón, pa' olvidar agravios porque ya te perdoné. Tal vez no lo sepas nunca, tal vez no lo puedas creer, tal vez te provoque risa haberme tirado a tus pies.
It sounds a little on the more senior side compared to Ana Prada.
She has about a dozen records, you know, already in her pocket. And this is, I don't know if you noticed, but this is a very much almost like a tango. It's not a tango. It's actually one of the genres that made tango called milonga. And it's a classic milonga by really major composers from Argentina, Homero Manzi and Sebastián Piana. Milonga sentimental.
Va a quererte mucho, varón. Va a desearte el bien, varón.
It's got a fantastic beat, Beto. I got to say, music is not the first thing I think of these days when I think of Uruguay. I think of their unconventional progressive president, Jose Mujica. He drives a VW Bug, legalized cannabis, and so on. But they do have these incredible artists. Briefly, if you had to kind of generalize what the typical music of Uruguay is and where its pop music is today, what can you tell us?
Well, Uruguay in the region is known for one particular rhythm. It's called candombe. It's a rhythm that has an African root, and it was obviously brought to Uruguay by slaves. And it's very popular, especially this time of the year, because it's the carnival. It's the music that they play during carnival. They also, because it used to be long ago, hundreds plus years ago, it was part of the Argentinian Republic. Uruguay is also a country that built its own identity, and it has an incredible amount of songwriters, singers that in the 60s and 70s created this body of work. I mean, I'm in Mexico. I grew up listening to Alfredo Zitarrosa, to Los Olimareños. These are singer-songwriters that we came to appreciate all over Latin America.
Considering you grew up listening to a lot of these artists, I'm curious, are Latinos in the U.S. focusing at all on Uruguayan music? Is this an interest for them?
Not yet. Jorge Drexler has opened the door and has said, hey, we're also down here, you know, just like the Argentinians, but we are our own country. We have our own rhythms and traditions. You know, check us out. And I think he helped, definitely.
The last artist you're going to tell us about is a guy named Daniel Drexler. He's Jorge Drexler's brother. Is Jorge Drexler just in charge of kind of a creative dynasty in Uruguay? Because Ana Prada is his cousin.
It's you know what? That's a good question. I think that there's just a lot of talent. And it just so happens that in his family, there are several musicians, singers. And, you know, I think you may be right.
So give us a quick thumbnail then on Daniel Drexler.
This is his fifth record. And I think, in my opinion, I have one or two of his previous ones. I think he's really growing into a songwriter, into a great composer of songs. And in this particular tune, we're going to hear a little bit of the candombe beat that I was telling you about. And a beautiful song that speaks about sort of where he's at right now, about being in the open sea and see what happens.
Aferrarse al mástil en medio de la tempestad, saber recobrar el aliento. Siempre habrá algún idiota en algún lugar, jugando con dinamita, jugando con fuego. Cada día amanece con un nuevo reto. Tan solo sentirte latir ya es un gran suceso. Salir a la mar con las velas al viento. Mar abierto.
New music there from Uruguay's Daniel Drexler. He'll be performing in the Uruguay Showcase next week at South by Southwest. Beto Arcos, great to have you with us today. Thanks for coming in and telling us about these artists. Wonderful stuff.
Pleasure to be with you, Marco.
Mano firme sobre el timón, en medio de la tempestad. Oído sordo al canto de sirenas.
We've got videos for all three of the artists Beto just told us about at PRI.org. And next week, we'll introduce you to more artists performing at South by Southwest. The world's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. We'll see you next week.
The World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH, supported by the Annenberg Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives, GatesFoundation.org, the Carnegie Corporation of New York, supporting innovations in education, democratic engagement, and strengthening international peace and security at Carnegie.org, the Ford Foundation, the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world, macfound.org, and by the PRI Ambassador Council, whose members include Catherine Harris and the Hegart Foundation, Linda Larson and Jerry Johnson, the Rose Family Fund, the Tagney Jones Family Fund, and Roger Hale and Nor Hall.
PRI, Public Radio International.